The rotunda of the Russell Senate Office Building on Capitol Hill has a new exhibit that features World Trade Center workers. It includes the badges of 29 NYPD officers who were sickened after being exposed to toxic dust after 9/11. It also features paintings of other first responders during the recovery effort, all in an effort to boost the federal 9/11 Health and Compensation Act, which the Senate is considering. WNYC's Bob Henley has this report on the woman who created the paintings.
Aggie Kenny makes her living as a courtroom artist. At a recent showing of her work depicting Ground Zero first responders, Kenny said she simply wanted to be a witness with an unflinching eye.
It had everything to do with watching and just immediately copying down what I saw, just, I suppose, as a reporter would in their notebooks.
Kenny is used to sketching the world's most sinister bad guys passing through the federal courts of Lower Manhattan. Yet after September 11th, she was moved to approach the Salvation Army for a very different kind of assignment, capturing in ink and watercolors the action at the recovery effort. Her artistic documentation took place in March and May of 2002.
I was very used to working with a lot of hubris around and people watching, and I can focus on my work and be unaffected by the surrounding activity.
She recalls a massive tent on the site dubbed the Taj Mahal, where first responders would go to eat and sleep.
When I first walked into the Taj, I had the sense of a cathedral almost, and I was struck by the quiet. Everything was just quiet and almost gentle.
Kenny's most poignant recollections and images are of first responders when they weren't working.
I saw the personal side of these responders when I went and watch them sleeping. They would come in from the pile and literally collapse on the cots, and there were teddy bears by them. Their shovels and all their equipment were on their side, and there were little posters on the wall from Brownie troops and children from around the country.
For years, her 9/11 work remained packed away in her home. She knew she didn't want to sell it, but a fellow courtroom artist gave her the idea that this work could help make the case in Washington for passage of the 9/11 First Responder Health Bill. And now installed in the Capitol, along with the shields of 29 police officers who died from exposure to Ground Zero contamination, is artist as witness, the 9/11 First Responders.
This picture here, this is dated May 2002.
Catherine McVeigh Hughes is on Community Board 1.
We knew that the dust and huge quantities of dust and the air was an issue. Look at these workers, these first responders, raking through the rubble, looking for evidence, looking to see what they could find. None of them are wearing any protective gear at all.
McVeigh Hughes says the value of Kenny's work is not just commemorative. She says the images are sad to look at because they depict just how ill-prepared the first responders remained even months after the attack.
And what's also really important here is you see them working and sleeping and eating near the burning fires.
McVeigh Hughes says this week's display in the Senate Russell Building's rotunda, which was organized by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, is a graphic reminder of the human toll from the recovery effort. And the timing is strategic.
Anyone who will be voting on the James Odroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act will have to walk by the 29 shields of the police officers that died in the line of duty due to their exposures to 9/11.
Advocates say they hope to get the 9/11 health bill through in this current lame duck session of the Senate. They still need one or two Senate Republicans. The House has already passed the bill. Artist Aggie Kenny is gratified that the work that she put away for years is now surfacing at a critical time.
No way did I ever think when I was at Ground Zero that my sketches could somehow help the responders.
The Zadroga bill would fund health care for all first responders as well as eligible Manhattan residents. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.